there's this one moment where I'm running out of the place, and David and Patrick and Alexis are picking me up, and Dan said to me, he's like, I don't want to like minimize everything you've done on the whole season, but that was your best work, that run.
Hi everyone, welcome to EW On Set. I'm Shayna Naomi Crockmall.
And I'm Patrick Gomez. This is a companion podcast to the sixth and sadly final season of Schitt's Creek, Tear.
So many tears. But we will be here every week, bright and early Wednesday mornings, after each new episode airs, with our recaps, with our favorite moments, and with exclusive on-set interviews with the cast. You'll be hearing from Emily Hampshire and Annie Murphy.
Oh, I just love them so much.
They're both great. We had such a delightful time talking to both of them, and we were on set for a really good portion of some of the scenes in this episode. So we have some behind-the-scenes gems.
Little moments. Yeah. But let's start at the top of the episode. This is 6:04. Breaking news. The Crows trailer has arrived.
There was a time when the Crows were our friend.
It halted. Someone hit resume.
Just let it buffer.
Friends.
Well, we best be returning.
Dad, I told you we needed to upgrade the Wi-Fi.
You know, we got to see like a slice of the crowning being shot in season 5, but the trailer is like beyond. I wish this movie existed. It takes the best of like every sort of like moment of Catherine O'Hara and Beetlejuice and takes it to this like most absurdist level. And it's great. There were really beautiful, very funny, and also very like of sad moments in season 5 when she would talk about the making of this film, and every detail of it was so just perfectly low budget filmmaking, but their ability to execute a trailer to match it is outstanding.
I love it so much. Moira finds better internet and continues to watch it over and over again, takes it to the Jazza Gals,
makes them watch it over and over again.
And I like how Ronnie was like,
I gotta say, the special effects look way better than what I pictured when you described it.
God bless them. They all stand around and watch this trailer. There are moments where you can tell that they are, you know, legitimately like excited for her and like, hey, but you're in a big movie. And, you know, like Twyla asks at one point,
were the crows nice? My uncle had a parrot that kept asking me to take my bra off.
Everyone gives feedback except Jocelyn.
I really liked this storyline, actually. Like, we just were rewatching a little snippet of it, and I was reminded, like, these two women produced Cabaret together.
I think my reason for not wanting to jump on the bandwagon is just that I've seen you get your hopes up before, only to be disappointed when things didn't work out.
I don't require coddling.
I know. Now that I realize that my opinion means something to you, there's a lot that I like about the trailer.
You know, and then you get this like high school paper review of a movie, which I am sure I was guilty of writing, and you probably were also, Patrick. I've never been so happy to see like a very like minor reference to the earlier Crows movie come back and be a storyline in 5, and then to see it play out here in season 6. Like, Dan told us on Binge that he had plotted out 5 and 6 essentially in large part together because they knew before they started shooting 5 that 6 would be the final season. And this is one of those moments where even though it was a recurring storyline in 5, you really get to see it like pay off.
Yeah.
So I am excited for it to continue to pay off. Like, if this is what just the trailer is, maybe we will get a whole movie.
Can I just get an episode that's just the movie?
Like, yes.
I would watch over and over and over again.
Oh, that would be so great. Please, if there's any extra footage of the crowning, people want it.
I want it. But that's not all that's going on in this episode. We also have Stevie, who is...
Stevie got what she asked for. She wanted a job at Larry Air. And they were basically like, here, fly the plane.
Did you know that Larry Ayer has 18 ongoing lawsuits? One of which is from Larry himself.
Wow. Okay, got it.
I left a job I actually like for this. What is wrong with me?
How honest do you want us to be?
Stevie does not want to be part of Larry Ayer anymore. It does not go well. We actually talked to Emily behind the scenes at one of the shoots that we were at. So let's listen to what she had to say about that.
What happens is that I go for my first day and they put me They want me to go on a real flight, to be like a flight attendant on a flight that's going to leave the ground. And so, as I do say in this, which I agree with, how safe can the plane be if I'm the one in charge of saving people's lives? I feel that about both me and Stevie. But what is funny,
I don't want to be part of a club that would have me.
Yes. Yes. But then there's this one moment where I'm running out of the place, and David and Patrick and Alexis are picking me up. And Dan said to me, he's like, I don't want to like minimize everything you've done on the whole season, but that was your best work, that run. So there's a run supposedly in it that, because I'm in heels and I'm in this uniform that, oh, that was also, that was so weird. So being in that uniform, I felt it, like we started the day and I'm like, oh God, I don't feel like Stevie. I don't know how to be Stevie. And I didn't connect it to like, I'm in this with this uniform, with this hat. And I was sitting, I just felt so uncomfortable. And then it hit me at one point that is because I'm in this. And after that scene, we were shooting a regular Stevie scene, and I was just like putting on my baggy jeans and my Converse. It felt so good. So I feel like I felt like Stevie must have felt in that.
My favorite storyline in this episode is about how David and Patrick had already asked Stevie to be the maid of honor since they assumed Alexis would be in the Galapagos. And Alexis immediately starts scheming how she can, in a very all about Eve-ish kind of way, like nudge Stevie out of this role.
Are you sure you shouldn't do this? Because, I mean, you're here now, you're David's sister, and you're clearly better suited for the job.
Oh my God, Stevie. I get why you and everyone else would be asking that question, but the answer is, like, maybe.
So, you know, they have this series of conversations both in the getaway car and then as they go shopping for a suit for Patrick for the wedding, where Alexis is trying to make being a maid of honor sound very difficult.
I think she, in general, at least on paper, would be better at this.
She has thrown some parties.
Yes, but right? Then she ultimately realizes that Stevie kind of needs this. Like, Stevie has a breakdown in the suit shop.
What am I doing? Well, we can just crossfade responsibilities.
No, what am I doing with my life?
And it's so sweet because she ends up like helping her with like the little like
With the tie. We got to talk to Annie Murphy. We were here to see the scene get shot. Well, let's hear from Annie and then we'll come back and talk about that.
We just got to see you guys do the scene of the four of you in the tailor shop, like looking at the suits. We don't get to see the four of, like, you called it the kids.
Yeah.
We don't get to see all four of you together a lot doing scenes. What's it like to get to film something like this today?
Imagine if I was like, not my favorite, not my cup of tea. No, it's so fun. And as you said, it is a kind of a rarity that the four of us get to work together. And we're all buds outside of the show. So it's nice to come to work and get to hang out and work with your friends. So yeah, we're having a good time up there.
We get to see David ask Alexis to walk him down the aisle. What does that mean to Alexis? And what does that mean to you to like have that moment as we head to these final episodes?
Well, I think it means a lot to Alexis because she did have her heart set on being the maid of honor. And I think it was a very big person moment for Alexis to kind of relinquish those sisterly duties and give them over to Stevie.
Not without a few minor digs.
Yeah. It was a bit of a bumpy road to get there, but I feel like Alexis has finally matured enough that it, you know, she understands that Stevie needs it more than she does. And then to walk David down the aisle, Alexis realizes that as a very significant part to play in the wedding as well.
We'll be right back with more EW On Set.
Welcome back. So
it was so cool to be there for
this. It was so cool. This was it was a great scene to watch because the four of them are so great together. It was also.
And you don't see all four of them together that
much. No, very rarely. And this was a true on location experience, right? So this podcast is called On Set, but what we saw were out in the field, locations outside. The way that Schitt's Creek shoots is they do what's called block shooting. And so they have the whole season scripted, they have all of that. and they shoot all of the things that are in their
indoors
first. And then they go and basically go on a road trip. And I mean, everything is shot within sort of like a couple hours radius of Toronto. And it's a little different, you know, each day. And maybe they're at locations for more than one day.
In fact, this one is the bank that we went to in
last week. Yes, is next door. So it was two sort of adjacent businesses on the same little strip of this small area.
That was a closed bank that was like a weird zombie apocalypse bank. But this is an actual real life.
An actual real life suit store.
In fact, the fake sign they put on outside of it, or the fake awning, it kept falling because it was pouring rain.
Pouring rain. So it is a weird kind of coldish June day.
Pick one.
Can we just get married now?
Yes, please.
It's day two on the Schitt's Creek set for us, fourth location. And it's very, very rainy, as you can probably hear. We are in a small town called Oshawa, and we are at a suit store that is an actual suit store, but is a fictional suit store in the town of Elmdale.
We're in a working store.
So there was like a little bit of an awning that got so wet it fell down, and now they're gonna put it back up. So the suit store is small. I don't know how it's gonna look on TV, but it is tiny.
Yeah, tiny.
Inside that store, it felt like it was 1950. Mm-hmm. And except for there were a handful of like more modern clothes, and there was like an underwear display, which you can see in one shot. But they had moved some of that into the back room. It's a tiny space to put all of these actors and all of these cameras in, especially when it's raining. The monitors and a lot of that kind of stuff is actually set up outside. So we're all crammed in there.
In a
tiny little hallway. A thing you should know is that in the scene where David and Stevie and Alexis are all talking while Patrick is trying on the suit, Noah Reed is actually standing, because there was no way for them to shoot this in a way where he makes an entrance otherwise. He is literally standing in the dressing room.
One of the smallest
dressing rooms I've ever seen. It was more like the size of like a closet in an RV or something, or like a shower.
I don't know how you would actually try on a suit in there.
I don't know how you would either. But every take they did of this, which is a number, Noah is just in that tiny little room waiting for them to get through like pages of dialogue so that he can make his entrance in this room.
Hey, what do we think about this one?
Oh my God, since when did James Bond shop in Elm Glen?
God bless him, he just spent the rest of every take standing in this tiny little closet.
We are making up some good
content over there.
Thank you. Can you guys see me?
Nope.
You're like, what's
her name? Take one from Noah's entrance so I can get his first line.
Sure, okay. That's a great idea.
Yeah. One of my favorite things about watching them film this scene, because we saw them do the scene so many times, was Annie Murphy and Emily Hampshire. She has that breakdown, and Alexis realizes the right call is to let Stevie do this with my help. Mm-hmm. And she kind of winks at her, and it wasn't in the script. In fact, it wasn't even in the first few times they did it. But she added that in, and I remember grabbing your arm being like, I hope they caught that on camera.
Yeah.
I hope they caught, and that is one of the takes they use, where she winks at her.
When I talked to Dustin for the bonus episode of Binge, he talked about, and we had certainly seen this on set, that they don't improv on this show. Like, this is a very funny show, and it is very close to text the whole time. And the only place where they really get to play around a little is in the sort of like last line out of a scene. Also, at the very end of the scene where you see David and Alexis, and she boops him on the nose, cute, like in the way that we saw her boop Ted through the screen. I mean, we probably saw them do versions of that like 10 different times.
It turned into like a full-on arm fight.
It was
at
practically
one point.
A slap fight. Like it just kind of kept asking. Like, the version that they use in the episode is pretty subtle compared to, I feel like, I was like, this is getting out of control. Like, what's happening? It was so cute. And you get to see that they know which is the part to really focus on and nail down, and which is the part to have fun with.
Yeah, I mean, it's watching these people embody these characters, because I've said it time and time again, I think everyone does a fantastic job on the show, but nobody is stretching themselves more mm-hmm. than Annie as Alexis, because they are complete opposites.
And yet she makes it seem so easy.
Effortless.
it was really sweet to see Emily, who plays Stevie, obviously, kind of find that moment that you guys added at the end of the scene where she mouths thank you to you. And that's so sweet. And I think you were mentioning the growth and how she kind of gives it to Stevie, like for her to not only give it to her, but then help her. It's like that moment is so sweet.
Yeah, I love working with Emily. I feel like Annie and Emily have kind of a similar relationship to Alexis and Stevie in the sense that I really felt like I needed to work to get Emily to like me. And now I am in. I am so in with Emily. But it was like, I was like, oh God, like a little nervous around her at first and just trying to get her to laugh or whatever. So it's nice to now have that kind of warmth in the relationship that I have with Emily that we can play in the Stevie Alexis dynamic too. And we don't get a lot of scenes together, but the scenes that we do have are usually pretty special.
You know, at the end of this, when you see when David asks Alexis to give him away,
it's like arguably the most important role of the wedding.
A simple yes or no is fine. No need to pull focus. Okay.
I do.
Great.
Although now that I think about it, I could also be the flower girl and like come out first wearing a gown made entirely of flowers.
No.
And just walk down the aisle and loop back.
Absolutely not.
And then quick outfit change and then we're up.
I mean, I feel like if anyone's having a costume change in this wedding, it's David.
No, like six.
Obviously. I mean, it's really sweet and heartfelt and very like loving of them. And it's like he gets that.
And not something he ever would have wanted or thought to do in season one or at the beginning of season one.
It's really sweet.
Oh, I love their dynamic so much. And just like, you want a sibling relationship like that where they can rib each other, but then at the end of the day, they just love each other. Well, that is episode 604, but we are not done yet because we've got to go through our favorite little moment.
This is my favorite Rose family celebrity name drop of the season so far.
I mean, you didn't end up marrying JC Chazet or Jenna Elfman, but I actually feel like Patrick's kind of the best of both of them.
He does not know who JC Chazet is.
It isn't our very own little JC Chazet.
Who? Ooh, we've been over that.
I appreciated this a lot. I was a huge NSYNC fan. While I was watching this episode, my wife literally turned to me and was like, okay, JC's the one. Which one? And I was like, I cannot believe we are having this conversation right now. You are the Patrick in this moment. How can you not know that JC is the one with the best voice?
Oh, best voice.
My brain could not have ever dreamed that up, and I love it.
I love it, too.
Best name drop. Did you have a different one, or is
yes.
that?
Yes. So I just loved, because of the story that it concocted in my head, is
I asked Stevie.
David, you'd better be talking about Stevie Nicks.
And then in my head, I'm like, are they actually friends? Like, could that have been a possibility? Could we have gotten Stevie Nicks on the show, like twirling around with like 900 scarves?
And Patrick also doesn't know who Diplo is.
Diplo still sends me nudes.
It's a DJ. Okay.
I know this is all about us, Shayna, but I do have to chime in that our producer, Carly, revealed that she had a favorite name drop.
I once planned Megan Fox's bachelorette on this tiny island off the coast of Montenegro where nothing is illegal. Like, nothing.
She's now sitting over here laughing. Okay, now it is time for our favorite Moira Rose dialogue. To me, it's just literally anything dealing with the Crows trailer, like her in the Crows trailer, her talking about the Crows trailer, but I love the moment in the opening.
This is in no way an optimal viewing experience. Oh, it's back.
There's tons of them, but that one's one of my favorites.
I have in my notes, and I still can't remember where it's from. I literally wrote down, those are birds.
Those are birds.
It also could be from the end when she's talking about what she's wearing.
I really liked your feathers. They're very lifelike. Surprise, they are real. What? 1,200 of them, hand sewn into my costume. The live crows on set welcomed me as their own. One even tried to mate.
Moira always has these sayings that sound like the way she delivers them, like the cadence of them, makes it sound like it's a thing you would say all the time. Like, you know, don't put the cart before the horse. But instead she says,
no, we must keep the carriage in the wake of the mare.
It's been Moirified.
Moirified. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
It's been Moirified. Okay, well, now we are at the point where we are going to share the moment that made us laugh the hardest and the moments that made us cry the hardest. Which one do you want to start with?
There were a lot of very funny lines, with almost all delivered by Annie Murphy in this episode.
Oh my God, David, I totally forgot about your wedding dream book.
Where did you find that?
I was looking for an earring and I found it under your pillow.
Cry, I would say.
Like, think of all the people on the planet who find someone. Somehow you're one of those people.
And in her Alexis way, she delivers it kind of like an insult. But I had a moment, honestly, where my wife and I sort of like grabbed each other's arms and we were like, aw, because we are the cheesiest, most insufferable like couple. And that is the kind of thing that always makes me cry about this show.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, no, it was touching. It's sweet. You're kind of getting a little emotional right now. I love it. Well, for me, the most emotional was Alexis and Stevie.
I am now unemployed in my 30s. For the second time in a week, I left your dad high and dry at the motel, and now I'm...
Okay. All of what you're saying may be very, very true, which is why I will not let you give up this job. You can do this. And if you can't, I will be here for the whole month to help you through it. Bring it in, girl.
Oh, no, I don't think you need to do it. Okay.
Stevie, we don't know a lot about her background, but she really has become a part of this family.
Yeah.
And that was so, so touching. For funniest, I have to go back to that opening scene. I mean, the trailer.
Gross.
Unlike Jocelyn, I could watch that trailer over and over and over again.
Thank you so much for listening. We will be back next week on Wednesday, every Wednesday, with more exclusive on-set interviews and insight and recaps and all of that about this sixth and final season of Schitt's Creek. We want to hear what you have to say. You can come find me. I'm at Shayna Naomi.
And I'm at Patrick Gomez, L.A. Please remember to like and comment and subscribe. Thank you again for joining us. This has been EW On Set.